Oasis Audio presents Mark of Distinction by Jessica Dota, read for you by Amanda McKnight. Chapter 1. The 8 months following my arrival at Maplecroft have been called one of the greatest cosnages of our age. My father and I have endured endless speculation as to the number of hours poured into its plan and execution. Truth comprised of bare facts is rarely more flattering than legend. In reality, our sham was little more than a mad dash scramble of one improvisation after another. Events kept unfolding, forcing us to take new action, making it impossible to steer from collision. I'm an old woman now, ancient some days. I had no idea my story would cause such an uproar. When I first penned it, my only intent was to address the rumours of how the entire affair started. I was weary of hearing how I seduced Mr. Macy, as if I or anyone could. The very idea is laughable. Long life has its advantages. Your perception grows clearer, even if your sight dims. How much better I now understand the shock Lady Foxmore must have felt during our presentation. Her pretension was unequalled. Yet, there I stood, a pale, scrawny girl in rags, chosen by one of the most illustrious men in her circle to be wed to him. It is no wonder she thought it a grand jest. How could she, or anyone who knew Macy intimately, have guessed just how resolute he was upon marrying me? Since my story's publication, I have been accused of besmirching the innocent by fabricating events to gain public sympathy. Some have pointed out that I unfairly suggest Mr. Macy is responsible for Churchill's murder. They remind me that it is documented fact.